Okay, top, good morning, Shavua Tov. We are continuing new parasha, Parashat Ha'azinu. We are approaching a few days before Yom Kippur. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah, Shlama, Avol Lecholim, Bechlelam, Chemda, Berchom, Achadujan, El Menchon, Nekam, Nefka, Sarab, Manu, Mishal, Masara, David, Marachad, Yafah, Bedarar, Shkob, Dachav, Yafkav, Desir, Shalom, Omisar, Farim, Nalam, Shabban, Chanan, Yafah, Bedunyam, Yabut, Ben Yafah, Chaya, Sabra, Tchumar, Chabban, Chana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Miram, Echadur, Zmiram, Chana, Lama, 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 Okay. He asked a good question. He said, is it the AC, is it the heat that's keeping us warm, or is it the Torah? And I think this week's parasha actually talks about it. What is Parashat Ha'azinu all about? It's a very interestingly formed parasha. If you look at how the parasha is formed, it's like a song. So what is this week's parasha about? So in last week's parasha, at the end of last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, he referenced to a song that is going to be sung. And this song is basically Moshe Rabbeinu calling out to the Shamayim and the Aretz, the heaven and the earth, and he wants them to bear witness. And he's saying, anything that will befall Am Yisrael, look at all of these things that will, you know, all of the calamities, all of the bad things that will happen to Am Yisrael, it will be because of their sins, because of their actions. And all of the good things that come to Am Yisrael, the ultimate joy that comes down to Am Yisrael, because of their actions, their mitzvot that they fulfill. So he created this song to prove that point. And the song is a very in-depth song. It's not as simple, you just read it in English, you understand what's going on. So I want to just take one of the things that he asks, you know, the heavens and the earth for, and he's requesting from Shamayim for it to be like this, and I want to explain it. In the second pasuk, he asks for the heaven and the earth, come and bear witness, and he says, Ya'arof kamatar likhi, tizal katal imrati. May my teaching drop like the rain. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? May my teaching drop like the rain. May my utterance, the words that come out of my mouth, tizal katal imrati, may it flow like the dew. What does this mean? What does this mean? May my teaching, may my words drop like rain, and may the things that come out of my mouth flow like the dew. So what? First of all, what's the difference between rain and dew? Not like the physical difference. I'm saying what in actuality is the difference? So we have dew every day. We have dew every morning. Before you wake up, you know that small little residence of visual residue of liquid that you see on certain items outside, that's dew. That's dew. If you go to the Kotel, for example, and you have one of those like stenders, those things we put the books on, if you go in the morning, early in the morning, and you touch it, it's wet. It's not, it didn't rain. It's dew. That's dew. So what is that? So dew is only, it's only a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't cause anyone harm, doesn't, you know, cause anyone misfortune. Rain is also a good thing, but it depends on the time. Right? It depends on the time of day. If you're walking outside, is rain a good thing? Probably not, not for you. But for the guy who has a farm and he's sitting in his home, that's a great thing. Right? So rain, he's saying, may my words, may my teaching drop like rain. Meaning may my teaching drop like rain to the extent that it is so beneficial, it has so much power, it can cause sprouting. Let my words that I speak, let them cause so much power that it'll create heat in the room. It'll create warmth in the room, so that warmth will continue and spread throughout the world. Right? But just in case that rain, it causes misfortune to some people. Some guy's standing outside and it starts raining, and it's not beneficial to him. Let the dew benefit him. Let there be dew also. And let my words, let my utterances, tizal katal imrati, like the words that come out of my mouth, be like dew, like flowing dew. Not just rain. I want it to be like dew to the extent that I want people to benefit even though they don't even realize they're benefiting. What's the greatest part about dew? The greatest part about dew is that we don't even see the dew. We don't see the blessing that comes from the dew. We're not even awake for the dew. We don't know what's going on with dew. Half of us don't even know what dew is. And it's such a blessing in disguise. The Torah, Hashem gave us the opportunity of spending time learning Torah, and it's the biggest gift, the biggest blessing that we have. You know, there are stories. There was a story in the Holocaust of this little boy who just became bar mitzvah. And obviously in the Holocaust, in the camps, they weren't allowed to perform mitzvot. And there was a story I heard that this boy, he wanted to put on tefillin. So he had his tefillin hidden under the bed. And one morning he wanted to put on tefillin. But he didn't know. He was afraid. It was his first day, bar mitzvah. He was afraid that the Nazis would walk in. So he didn't know what to do. He said, I'm going to do it anyway. He started putting on his tefillin with simcha, with joy. The haniach tefillin puts it on. By the time he puts on his tefillin, all of a sudden, they come into the bunk. They see his kid is wearing tefillin. They say, you know what? Listen to the imach shemam, how sick they were at heart. They said, you know what? We're not just going to shoot him. Because then nobody sees that. They said, let's take him out. They hung him up in public. They made every Jew come out into the city for everyone to see. They tied his arms down. And they said, anyone who does this, this is what will happen. And they put the boy to death. Yimach Shemam. You see how the Jews in those generations, this was not so long ago. They had no freedom to fulfill the mitzvot. No freedom of spending time learning Torah. Nothing. They had no freedom. We have this opportunity. And not only it's an opportunity, it's a blessing in disguise. We don't even see that when a person spends time learning Torah, it's like a flow of dew. It's like a dew that comes in that even when you're not paying attention, Hashem is blessing you. For example, I said a story before. There's this guy who's walking on his phone, he's crossing the street. He has a few phone calls, he's doing a bunch of multitasking, you know, like they say, quote unquote, sorry, multitasking. He's walking across the street, he crosses another street, he gets to the office. By the time he gets to the office, he gets a phone call. Picks up the phone. He said, do you know what just happened? So the guy's like, no, I was on the phone, I was walking to work. I said, you didn't see what just happened? He said, three cars almost just hit you, and you just dodged them by this much. By a little inch. They were literally about to hit you and you didn't even realize. So sometimes in disguise, Hashem is blessing you, Hashem is protecting you, Hashem is guarding you, and we don't even realize. We don't even pay attention. Why? Because the Torah, sometimes it's a big, big splash of rain. Sometimes you see it. Sometimes it's in the blessing in disguise. And this is the koach, this is the power of the Torah, this is the power of the mitzvot. A person has to realize this. You have to appreciate and take advantage of the fact that we have this opportunity. You have opportunity every single day. For a person to wake up and say, I can't, I'm tired, I can't, I'm lazy, I can't, I'm like this. A person is not valuing the mitzvot. And I think this is the perfect perspective for a person to have before you go into Yom Kippur. A person to realize how much opportunity we have. I was listening to a shiur recently, and the shiur is about working on yourself. And taking something, not necessarily upon yourself, or taking upon yourself to fix something. So each and every one of us, myself included, we all have things we can better. We all have things we can fix. We're all meant to be getting better and better each year. We're not meant to stay the same. As Yom Kippur approaches, Hashem wants us to go to Him and tell Him, I'm ready to make a change in my life. I'm ready to be better. I wasn't nice to this person this year. I didn't say things the right way. I did this, I did that. Whatever it may be that you need to work on. Ben Adam l'chavero, Ben Adam l'makom, whatever it is. I want to take this upon myself. Now how do I do it? It's a very nice thing to say. I want to take it up. How do you do it? What in actuality, how do you do it? So he explained that the way you do this is you leave all the things aside. You spend one week telling yourself, I'm going cold turkey. I'm doing this hardcore 1 week. For example, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. 1 week. 1 week, anyone who tries to say Lashon Hara for me, I'm going to close my ears and run away. For 1 week, I'll be extreme. And the whole week, I'm going to spend all of my time learning about how bad it is to speak Lashon Hara and how important it is for a person to only speak good. Just for 1 week, not for a long time. He said, do this for one full week and don't mess up. One full strong week. And he said, you'll realize that after time, your life changed. You'll start to instill inside you an innate feeling of Lashon Hara is bad. Lashon Hara is not good. And you'll always want to be running away from it. And it's something like, okay, whatever. No, but you try this for one full week and your whole... Imagine you go on vacation for a week. When you go on vacation for a week and you don't work for a week, you don't do anything for a week, you're sleeping in late for a week, what happens after you come back? You need a couple of weeks, a couple of days, a couple of months sometimes to get back into it. No? Sometimes a couple of months for some people. They go on a hardcore vacation, they need a couple of months to get back in. What happened? Because when you sink yourself in some system for a full week and you're diving in and the whole day is sleep till 12, pool till midnight, this, that, and it's all about vacation, and then you sink yourself into that system. If you sink yourself into the system,
So sorry. Yes. Are you going to pray with
I'm
us?
I'm coming up, yeah.
Okay, I need you for one thing. Sorry, so you sort of, they're going to name the good.
No,
the
he
good.
Told me. That's what he called me yesterday. He
okay.
Told me.
I'm coming. Because he told me to find someone.
I'm coming. Yeah. So he said that if a person sinks himself into a week of just working for Hashem, 1 week of focus on one thing, not 100 things at once, one thing at a time, then you can really fulfill what this pasuk is saying. the rain actually dropping and keep dropping and dropping and dropping until it sinks into your head that this is something that's not good. And then you'll see the blessing in disguise that'll come through, because you'll realize that now I'm a changed person. Whether you believe it or not, you'll feel like a different person. You will actually be a different person. May we all try to work on ourselves, take something upon ourselves. 1 week, right before Yom Kippur, let's say this week, to try to work on ourselves, to figure something that we need to work on. Let's focus and learn that subject day in and day out. Only that, not focus on anything else. And we'll see B'zad Hashem Nisim and Yiflah, we'll see miracles, we'll see changes in our lives, and Hashem will pour out only Barakah B'tzachah. Have a great day, gentlemen.